Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
You're very welcome along to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast with myself, Jeremy and Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
That's as much contribution as you're going to get from her in this episode. Broadcast and recorded live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And by the way, just while I talk about the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, just to let you know that on the 8th of June, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, Saturday night, the 8th of June at 8 o'clock, there is a great gig taking place in Tomangos here in Portmarnock. One of the world's top ABBA tribute bands, Mamma Mia, we'll be playing in Tomangos here in the White Sands Hotel on the 8th of June. That's Mamma Mia playing Tomangos on the 8th of June. Tickets are only 15 quid. It's going to be a great gig. If you just search for the gig on Eventbrite, you will see the link to the tickets. So that's Mamma Mia, one of the world's best ABBA tribute bands, playing the Tomangos nightclub in the White Sands Hotel on the 8th of June, which is a Saturday night. Doors open 8 p.m. It's a nice early gig. You'll be home in time for bed at midnight. So make sure you go onto Eventbrite to get your tickets for Mamma Mia. They're only 15 quid. So where could you? You couldn't go wrong with it. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? This is one that's going to it's going to annoy a lot of people. In fact, a lot of people are already annoyed. And this is news that has been around for the last while about the plans to cut social welfare rates for Ukrainian refugees. Ukrainian refugees and state-provided accommodation are to receive the same rate of payment regardless of when they arrived in Ireland under the new proposals that were agreed by the government the other day. So Ukrainian refugees in state accommodation will receive a social welfare payment of €38.80 for adults and €29.80 for children. So let's round it up. 40 quid for adults, 30 quid for children. Now, as you know, Ukrainians came over to Ireland. There's always been Ukrainian nationals over here, even before the war. But since the invasion of Russia into Ukraine, we've had an influx of Ukrainian refugees into Ireland, as well as other countries. There's around 27,000 Ukrainians who will be affected by the cut to social welfare. And the reason we weren't going to touch on this topic, but one of our listeners who's been on the show several times contacted us wanting this brought up, and we thought the points he was making were very interesting. His name is Alexander, and here's what he said in his message on our Facebook page. He says, my name is Alexander. I'm from a place called, I think it's Brovary. Is that how you pronounce it?
I've never even heard of it.
Okay, well, it's in Ukraine. I'm from Brovary.
Either Brovary or Brovary.
Yeah. I am living in Ireland since before the war broke out because I'm married to an Irish woman since 2020. He says, I'm so angry to see that the government wants to cut social welfare for my people who are just coming over here to flee war and just to survive. They now want to give only €38 per week for refugees. People come with children to flee war and they cannot survive on this. This is no doubt, I believe, to stop Irish people moaning about refugees. People need to have a heart and stop treating refugees like this. I was reading your Facebook page last week when a Ukrainian lady contacted you and the comments were very upsetting for me to read. People don't have compassion anymore, he says. Government needs to give what everyone on social welfare here gets. €38 is not practical. It is cruel. Over to you, Katie. 38 quid for an adult from the Ukraine.
Yeah, but are we not taking into account the fact that Ukrainian refugees are also getting somewhere to stay? They're also getting food, medical bills, vet bills for their pets, which I find preposterous that €1 million a month is being spent on Ukrainian refugees bringing their pets to Ireland and keeping their pets here. That's insane. Like, when I read that, I was furious. Absolutely furious.
You're still furious. That was months ago.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not over it. I will never get over that. €1 million a month. Half of that would house two people.
Lorraine, you want to get in on this very quickly. Are you angry by this?
It annoys me. It's 38 quid, but as Katie said, they get their medical bills paid. They get housed. They get other stuff. They're going very entitled. As Katie said, they all have PPS numbers. Guess what? Work like the rest of us have to when we can't get stuff. We work.
By the way, not every Irish person works, by the way.
No, I know they don't, but like, come on, get a fucking grip. Stop bitching and whinging. If I went over to Ukraine, would I get the same entitlement that they get over here?
No, probably not. No.
Exactly. Like, it's, no, I get it. You're coming from a horrible, horrible situation, but not everybody is coming from war-torn parts of Ukraine. I guess that some of them are. They're coming over here. It's horrible. It's cruel what's going on in your country. But no, stop whinging and moaning. It's 38 quid isn't enough for you to get a job. You get your medical bills paid for. You get food. You get a house, which is more than the fucking Irish get.
But could you survive on that money a week? Could you survive on 40 quid?
No, but I'm not getting... And they're getting food when they're in the hotels and stuff. They get their meals, 3 meals a day given to them. So it's not like they have to pay for food. If one of them gets sick, heaven forbid, one of them gets sick, they get their medical bills paid for. They even got their pets brought over here and housed. Like the Irish, our own people don't get that.
Well, we do. So the Irish people do get a lot. This is a welfare state, Lorraine, as I've said many, many times. It is a welfare state.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But an awful lot of people know how to scam the system as well. As I said, 38 quid, no. Realistically, can anyone live on that? No. But they get 3 meals a day in the hotels where they are. They get their medical bills. They're not paying for anything else. Like, no. If you're that pissed off at the money, get a job or go home.
Now, Mary has been on, and again, anytime we do something like this, you hear all sorts of stories. And Mary says, and I'm going to go back to Mary's one, she says, why are they driving Ukrainian cars over here with no tax and insurance? Now, how can she prove that, unless Mary is a member of Angarda Síochána? Now, I have seen Ukrainian reg cars here. That's not illegal, by the way. You can drive a car here. But where is Mary getting the facts, according to her, that they're driving with no tax and insurance? How does she know that?
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen... any of the Ukrainian cars. And where I live in Westmeath, we do have a hotel that has refugees in it. So, as I said, I know for a fact they get 3 meals a day. They're in the school. Like, no. Stop moaning. You have a PPS number. Get a job. I would say the same to an Irish person that got onto the podcast and said, look, I can't afford it. Yeah, well, you have a PPS number. Mate, get a job like the rest of us have to.
But I don't think they weren't moaning about the conditions or anything. The only person that's moaning, from what I've heard, is this guy Alexander, who's from Ukraine, and he's saying it's wrong to expect people to live on that money. The government need to give them the exact same as what everybody else is getting on social welfare.
Why? Why do we need to give them the exact same as the Irish people? As I said, if we went over to Ukraine, I wouldn't be given the same over there.
So you are happy with the cuts? Do you think there should be more cuts?
I don't think there should be more cuts, because anything less than that is a bit... But they get 3 meals a day, Jeremy. They get their medical bills paid for. They get... No, I just think, stop whinging. If you are that pissed off at 38 euro, you have a PPS number, mate. Go wash toilets in McDonald's if you have to. Just stop moaning.
Okay, stay there for a second. We're going to try and get Mary on, by the way, because she's now claiming that she is... what was this now? I've seen cars with no sign of anything on the windscreen. So Mary is claiming...
I've seen Ukrainians drive around the place where I live, and they are definitely refugees who came over, and like, they're driving savage cars. Now, I don't begrudge them, but like, I mean, if you can afford to drive an expensive car that's expensive to fill and expensive to keep and tax, then surely you don't. 38 euro a week is...
But no,
okay.
they're not economic migrants. They didn't come here to fleece us. They came here to get away from a country where there's bombs being dropped on their houses. You know what I mean? That's the reason.
I think this is ridiculous. I think the gravy train needs to end. We need to start looking at ourselves. Cutting off asylum seekers. What do asylum seekers get?
Yeah, I don't actually have the figures.
Okay, so
exactly.
Whatever. We need to close the gates. I'm going to say it now. Close the gates. Enough is enough. I mean, they're taking in busloads here, there and everywhere and putting them in tents. There's a big one going up in
Thornton
Hall in North Dublin. And again, funnily enough, the one in North Dublin is going to be wedged between Finglas, Blanchardstown and Ashburn.
Okay.
Which...
Yep.
Begs the question, why not in Howth? Why not in Killiney? Between Killiney and Dalkey? Why not out there? Okay. Why is it the same areas all the time? Enough is enough. I've had enough.
Okay.
Enough.
Good question. Here's our friend Keith. I knew he'd be getting in on this one.
The country's gone to shite.
Oh, here we go.
Everybody's getting out protesting. People at one another's fucking throats. There's people getting brought into the country and being pulled up and given, like, more than what other countries are offering.
Sorry, you'll just need to stop you there because this is something, an argument I have with someone recently. You know when he's saying everybody is getting out protesting? That is a, by the way, Keith, that is a blatant lie. When you see protests, no matter what they're about, and 2,000 people turn up at the protest, say for argument 2,000 people turn up at a protest this weekend, yeah, that is not everybody. How is 2,000 people the full population of Ireland?
I actually missed what you're, because I'm listening to a voice now. What are you?
Keith is saying everybody is out protesting. That's bollocks, Keith. Not everybody is out protesting.
But a lot of people are.
About point.
Why are you trying to play it down, the seriousness?
I'm just saying, when people say the whole of Ireland is out protesting, they're not. 200 people at a protest is not the whole of Ireland.
Have you seen some of the demos in the city?
I have, but it's not 5 million people or 4 million people.
Oh, the whole country's not.
Yeah. But this argument is the whole country. Anyway, let's see what else. Yes.
And they'll put it that way. So they're dropping it down to €38. They don't have to buy shopping. They don't have to pay for that ESB. They don't have to pay for that gas. You don't have to pay for childminders. You don't have to pay for tax on their cars. You don't have to pay for insurance on their cars. You don't have to pay for NCT, tyres. Whatever they want, they get. So that's why the money got dropped down to €38 a fucking week for the Ukrainians, as they say, quote, quote. That country got billions from the world. Billions. And they're spending it on war. But that war to end all will have to happen is Zelensky retire, right? Piss off over to America where he'll get a good life and let the country rebuild itself. Russia just doesn't want NATO on its doorstep. That's understandable. The Americans didn't want Russia on the doorstep in the 50s, you know, and they were willing to burn the world over it.
Now, Keith,
tell them to go home, rebuild that fucking country.
Okay, so Keith, the healthcare, they're entitled to the healthcare, saying that they get free tires and stuff like that for their cars. I don't know where you heard that from. Have you heard any confirmation of that?
No, but I know that. Whatever about free tires, I know they're getting.
No, but then let's not make up lies. Let's deal in facts.
I know they're getting. Okay, well, here's the facts. They're getting 3 meals a day, yeah. 3 hot meals, and their kids are getting meals, and they're getting medical cards. Meanwhile, our people are on the streets, are, you know, people who've been born and bred here, mm-hmm. people who have been living in Ireland their whole lives. They're living on the streets. They don't get medical cards. Nobody gives a fuck about them. Not really. I mean, people walk by them and they say, oh, that's so sad. But, you know, there's only so much you ever. They're forgotten. They are completely forgotten. And yeah. That is wrong. They don't get 3 meals a day. They don't get medical care. They don't have anybody really looking after them, making sure. But yet, we're helping everybody else. I just don't see how it's fair.
But they're getting free tires. That's all we need to know. So if I can claim, I just hate people spreading false stories about they get free tires for their cars and stuff like that. So you saying if I can go into a pit stop or whatever today on my way home and say, I'm from Ukraine, I want a new tire, they just put a new tire in my car.
What I'm confused about though, there are Ukrainians going home on there for holidays. So if it's so unsafe, and I'm genuinely wondering this, why are they able to go home on a holiday?
But if you look as well at...
I'm confused.
But sure, during World War II, when England was at war, people were still going on holidays within England. People still go holidays when there's a war on.
Okay, but if it's so unsafe, why is it safe for them to be there? What, do they take breaks?
Well, but there's parts of it. You would agree that there's parts of it that are unsafe, yes. That are being bombed. Yes.
Yes.
Carpet bombed by the
obviously, but there's parts of it that are safe.
Yeah. So they should all move just to the safe part.
Go to the safe part. If you're not happy with what Ireland has to offer, then don't come. Or come and work and earn like the rest of us do. Just like I'd say about an Irish person who doesn't want to work.
Yep.
Get up off your arse and work for it. Don't moan about it. Some sense of entitlement. It's the smack of entitlement off people.
Anthony, you're annoyed with some of the things Lorraine said. What did she say that was annoying?
I'm annoying overall at what a lot of people are saying on this. Frankly, I'm going to say this. It is absolutely unfair for refugees in Ukraine to live on so little a week who have fled war and genocide. Some of the comments on this topic, Don, are absolutely horrifying. It shows how ignorant some people are listening to Russian propaganda, thinking only part of Ukraine is at war. The whole country is at war. There's been airstrikes in other parts of the country. The country is now having rolling blackouts due to the problems with the power grid. And people are believing the claims by Putin.
John, what do you want to say on this?
I haven't got long on this, but look, it's very simple. They've had enough. We've had enough. Enough is enough. They're getting everything from nothing. Right? The country's not at war. There's a little pocket of that country at war. The rest of my grand.
The country is at war, Jonathan, the country's at war. The country is at war.
The tourist industry is booming over there. Hotel rooms gone off for all over the place.
Yeah.
This is NATO. Yeah, okay, we've had enough. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to say we've had enough.
But John, to say the country's not at war is a lie. That's a lie. The country is at war.
There's a part of that country under attack. Because NATO pushed up.
We're not getting into why NATO and what NATO did. The point is,
that's the basis for it all.
Well, no, you said the country's not at war. They are at war. That's ridiculous.
But then how come the tourist industry is booming? How come we can go on holiday tomorrow to the Ukraine?
Yeah, and why? If the country is at war, why are there so many Ukrainian men here? Why are they not fighting?
But sure, Jonathan. I'll answer your first question. Why can you still go to Ukraine if they're at war? During the 1940s, before we were all born, during World War II, you could go to England on holidays still.
But why would you? Why would you go to a war zone? Why would you want to do that?
Well, people did go to England.
People did. Makes no sense. For a war-torn country.
So send them all.
Zelensky has had billions poured in. Billions poured in.
Yeah, you agree.
Jeremy, you actually haven't answered the question.
And we have our countries on its knees. And it's going to only get worse and worse. They shouldn't even be here. They're not part of the European Union.
Not yet.
They're voting in it. They're running in our elections. We've had enough.
Who's we?
Enough is enough. The majority of Irish people, we, Jeremy, are bobblehead.
Jeremy, why are you talking down to people?
Let me just address one more thing for you, before I go back to work.
Of course, go ahead.
See, the last protest I went, okay? I must have represented the 25 people that I know personally who couldn't attend that protest. So when the other lad said that, I represented the 25 people that couldn't attend that protest. They're all filmed by ID. And you think every person at that last protest in Dublin, average 10, they all, 10 people, they all agreed with them people that weren't there, that couldn't make it. The silent majority. That's the majority of this country.
Well, I could say, no, Jonathan, I could stand outside the GPO today and say that I'm protesting to get turkeys banned for Christmas. And everybody that I know wants to be there, but they can't be there.
Katie,
give me a favour, will you?
What?
Just slap that bobblehead up right there.
I
swear the guy, you're an absolute fucking moron.
The difference is, Jonathan.
Come here, listen.
Go on.
To go back to work to pay for all of this shit.
Oh, of course you do, yeah. Okay.
Right. I have to go back to work to pay
don't
for this shit.
Don't talk down to him like that.
I'm not talking down to him.
Of course
okay,
you
bye,
do.
Jonathan.
You're so patronising.
No, that's not patronising.
You're such a
No. I just
compared it to
when someone says
protests and
when someone says
banned.
They speak for the whole country. You can't say you speak for the whole country. I can't come on this podcast.
That's not the issue here.
No, but that's what he said. I can't go on this podcast now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, I cannot go on this podcast and say I speak for the whole country when I say that killing meat or killing animals for meat is wrong. I speak for the whole country. You can't speak. What have you interviewed everybody in the country? You know what I mean? This whole thing about I represent the country and I'm speaking for the whole country. The country, the population of Ireland is 5 million people. So unless Jonathan has gone around to every single person in Ireland and said, do you agree with me? I just hate this shit when people try to claim that they're speaking for the people of Ireland. You're not.
I hate ignorance more. And you are very ignorant if you think that this isn't a big issue. I'm not playing it down. You don't take it as seriously as it should be taken. And you almost have this sneering attitude at protesters.
No,
they have
not
the right
at all.
To protest. They have the right to voice their concerns. They have the right to get out and try and have themselves heard. And they have the right not to be spoken down to by you because you're living in ivory tower.
Yep. Anthony, sorry, you wanted to get back in there. Now, what were you saying?
Say that people listening to Russian propaganda, like that fool Jonathan that was on, he's clearly listening to Russian propaganda. And yet people commenting on this who keep saying only 20% of Ukraine is at war with Russia. The whole country is at war with Russia. We saw what was happening in the first days of the invasion, how Russia tried to take Kyiv. We saw that happening and they keep bombing other parts of the country. It's horrifying the way people are becoming so fucking stupid and listening to all this Russian propaganda who keep trying to make these false claims.
Excuse my French, and this is going to be very blunt, but what the fuck are you on about?
People are listening to Russian propaganda.
I'm not listening to Russian propaganda, Pet. Calm down.
Other people are. I've seen it in the comments on here, and it's clearly just pissing me off. It's frustrating me the way people are listening to all this uneducated crap.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Now, Darren, you're angry with what you're hearing from Anthony. What's wrong?
These people are coming in. I don't mind a foreigner coming into this country. I don't care if he's black, white, brown. If you come into this country and work, fair play. But if you're coming over here just to try and freeload because everyone else is to get money, then you should be shipped back on the plane you came over on. Yeah. Because they're destroying their passports. It's illegal to enter a country without a passport. So you tell me, Jeremy, why is the government letting all these people in, no questions asked, no fingerprints being taken, no nothing? Are you telling me that's okay?
Well, we're talking about Ukrainians here, aren't we? That's the conversation today, is about Ukrainians.
But a lot of these...
No, but that's...
And they're Ukrainians.
No, but that's what the conversation is, Darren. It's about Ukrainians.
No, Jeremy, it's about economic migrants in general.
Well, no, it's not. That's not what
it's... Because it's not just Ukrainians coming over. They're coming over from Georgia, Albania...
Darren, today's topic is about Ukrainians coming over and having their social welfare cost. That's what the conversation is on. So why are you talking about other countries when we're talking about Ukraine?
But you know, this is all in the same fucking bracket. It's not about economic migrants. Yes, it is.
It's two completely different things.
Jeez, Anthony Nolan is still going on Facebook. Anthony, wow.
And Anthony Nolan is a clown.
He's still going there on Facebook.
Sorry,
Jesus.
You're a clown, Anthony.
He's calling me a clown. He's the fucking clown. Saying all this crap he's saying.
I don't speak Russian, Anthony. How can I see Russian propaganda if I don't speak Russian?
Because they have a lot of people in the countries who are trying to get beat at puppets.
Go back in Belarus,
like they're trying to do in Georgia, like they tried to do in the US with Trump, like they tried to do in France with Le Pen. They've been getting a lot of people to beat their puppets.
Off.
You shut up,
what
down
are
you
on about?
Shut up, down you gobshite.
Go back in your meds, will you?
You shut up.
Okay, rather than just telling each other to shut up. Okay,
Anthony, I have to be honest here. You're not really making any real points. You're saying people are listening to Russian propaganda.
But you cannot say that about everybody.
I'm not listening to Russian propaganda. That's a ridiculous statement to make.
Some people are listening to it, Anthony, it is a fact.
So, Anthony, do you just think that there's a bottomless pit in Ireland that we can just keep paying Russian asylum seekers who are fleeing war, we can just keep paying them full...
Ukrainian refugees who are fleeing war.
Yeah, Ukrainian refugees. We can just keep paying them full whack, social welfare.
We help those we can help. Our government said we'd take in 100,000. We've taken over that many. That's how many we should take in. So we should help all those...
Okay, well, Anthony, can I ask you a question?
Genocide.
Can I ask you a question? Don't speak to me like that, please, first of all. Second of all, what about the Irish homeless? What do you think? Do you not think that the government should be looking at home, at our own issues here, and then saying, well, once we have sorted out our own house, then we'll help other people?
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous argument.
No, it's not a ridiculous argument.
Okay,
it's
exactly, and I'll tell you why.
Don't tell me why.
That argument has been used for years by every country. And if every country was to wait, by the way, no country will ever have zero homelessness, okay? Zero. No country will ever have zero homes.
Because there are a small minority of homeless people who choose to stay in the streets and they won't have... It's rare, but it's there.
So if you are waiting for us to sort out our own homelessness first before we do anything else, you're going to be waiting till the 12th and ever, because it's never going to happen, okay? It's like that argument that people make, and I see people commenting in to me, oh, how many Ukrainians have you got living in your house? That's ridiculous. You can argue about something and you can be... you can be pro something without having to have someone living in your house. Because all these people that say that as well, how many Irish homeless have you got living in your house? That's absolutely ridiculous.
You're so patronising. You're so patronising. You speak down to people if they don't agree with you.
No, I'm not speaking down to anybody.
Yes, you do. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The point is that you can be upset to walk down the street in Dublin and see, you know, Irish lads there literally living on cardboard box. And there are people, Jeremy, and I know you're saying it's not true. You don't want to hear bullshit and lies and stuff. I can tell you now, and I know it myself, there are Ukrainians who've come into this country in the past 2 years and have been housed. That is 100% true. And don't even tell me that that's a lie.
Sure, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not telling you.
Last time you said that that's not the case. They're not getting houses. Yes, they are.
No, I said they're not all getting houses.
They're not all getting houses. But the point is that there are a lot of issues here. That money, right, let's take homelessness out of it. There will always be homelessness in Ireland. Let's look at the medical system, the healthcare system. there's money that could be, that 1 million a month could go to serious funding into hospitals to get more staff so nurses and doctors aren't overworked and underpaid. You're just, you really are a clueless buffoon at times.
Thank you very much for the compliment. Okay, let me read out this mail. Oh, here's our friend Keith has been back on. And what's Keith saying? Jeremy, I hope this doesn't affect you, or this never affects you because you will be alone. Keith, my question to you would be, how has your life, and I've said this to you before, it's impossible to get a straight answer, excuse me, from Keith. I've asked you this before. How have Ukrainian refugees affected your life negatively, Keith? How is your life worse off? And I'm going to ask that to anybody. How is your life worse off because of Ukrainian refugees coming to this country? Now, Keith, if you message me back and you say, well, I lost my job and it was replaced by someone from Ukraine, I'd say, fair enough. But that's not the case. So that's the only point I'm making. How is your life being negatively affected by the fact?
What do you say to somebody who's saying, listening now and possibly is living in a hotel room? An Irish person is living in a hotel room with her two young kids.
Yeah.
What do you say to someone like that? And you say homelessness is always going to be an issue, so we can't just wait. What do you say to someone like that who's listening now?
So someone who's listening and what? So someone who's listening and is in a hotel at the moment with her two children, I would say to them, that is a terrible, terrible situation that you're in. I feel sorry for a situation. What more do you want to say to them?
But you're saying that homelessness will never be sorted, and we
won't
can't
be sorted.
Keep...
No country.
The people on the streets. Yeah. Okay. There's some people on the streets that, you know, are they don't want to be helped, and you try and offer help, and they won't take it. But what about the people in hotels who genuinely are trying to get out there and get homes and are stuck with kids? What do you say to them?
Well, I don't have to say anything to them. It's not
well,
my
no,
job
you've
to
just
say
said
anything.
That it's never going to go away.
But it's not. That's a statement. Anybody with half a brain
and
will
I'm
tell you that.
I'm sick of people saying, oh, we're heartless and we're not compassionate.
I know, I believe we are compassionate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I believe
we've
we are.
We've done more than most nations. We're a tiny little nation.
I believe we can hold our head high and say that we've done all we can. Probably more than we should have done. Let me go to a different Darren on the other line. Darren, how are you?
Well, how's things, Doug?
Good. Now, let's get a bit of sense out of this. What do you make of what's going on?
We can have an analogy, right? If there's something broke, you don't put pressure on it. If there's, just for example, Jeremy, if there's a horse there that has a sore foot, you don't put a pressure on it. Ireland has a system that works, I'd say, 90 to 80% perfectly most of the time, but you don't put pressure on it. We always have these things in the news that says that university hospitals, they're under the pressure. There's homeless on the streets. There's kids on the streets. There's charities there, Christmas, showing up, this, that, the other. And then you look at the Ukrainians, where they're coming in, and they're telling you, oh, we're getting this for free, we're getting that for free. They're getting a house, they're getting food, they're getting medical bills, they're even getting the luxury, and it is a luxury, to bring their dogs, their pets, even their goldfish over, which I have seen, one family bringing over their small aquarium pet. You have to, and at the end of the day, Jeremy, you have to look at it from a young person's view. I'm 22 years old. I'm kind of looking now at the government, and I'm looking at the way things have been done in the country, and yes, it's right, and yes, it's wrong, and you can argue from here to Timbuktu that it's yes, it's wrong. But when they come over, they shouldn't get the choice to complain. They should be happy that they're even being allowed here, because as I said in one of my comments there, we're the furthest point away from Ukraine at the moment, to the left. You know what I mean?
No, we are. You. Yes, we are. We are the furthest in Europe. We are the furthest point away from you. Sorry?
And news just in. An investigation is underway into an attack on a building in South Dublin, which was considered for international protection applicants. The attack on St. John's House, a vacant property on High Street, Tala, happened at around 11 a.m. this morning. It appears to have been caused by a suspected pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Just news just in. While we're on the topic of, you know, that's literally just in there. It's on RTE News just now.
A week ago, we said that up to 400 international protection applicants would move into that building. That's the anger, isn't it? People burning down buildings like that. That can
never be condoned. Absolutely not.
No, definitely not. No, that's a whole different. There's right ways and there's wrong ways, and there's always a right way to do things, but there's not always a wrong way to do things. But the problem is, Jeremy, sorry. The problem is at the moment is the country has seen so much negative and so much, what would I call it, more kind of bad information, bad news about the refugee crisis. You know, Ireland can't take much more of it. You know, I live in Cavan, right? And at the moment, across from the piggery there at the moment, there is houses for the refugees. They were put up within about 8 months. I think it was even 7 months. No plan permission, no nothing. Now, one of my friends, he went in for plan permission for a place out in the countryside, and he was hounded with complaints, submissions, and even the county council coming back for further information. Like, it can't be one rule and then kind of hide that rule away and then hope for another rule for another person. If you know what I mean, like, you know, you see all these sites going up, but there is no plan permission. It's put into context, oh, it's an emergency, oh, they're fleeing war, they're doing this, they're doing that. But to get through from Ukraine to Ireland, they have to go through many different countries. Why do they not stay there? Why are they coming to Ireland? Because Ireland is too opportunistic. Ireland has too much of this open-handed thing. Well, come here, we'll give you a hug, we'll give you a bed. Don't worry yourself now if you have a cough, if you have a cold. We're into the hospital there, we'll pay your medical bills. And if you think that there's anything wrong with you, if not, we'll give you a bed.
Okay, so we've been far too generous. Is that what you're saying?
We're far too generous, Jeremy. Like, I don't know, Jeremy, if one of the days you'd have to take a walk. Just take a walk out of Ramlin through the town, through the likes of Cavan, through the likes of Mead, and just look around. You will see that we are far too generous. There's Ukrainians coming over, and it's not that they have a problem with it. It's more the case that they're bringing home their BMWs, they're bringing home their X5s, they're bringing home their Mercedes. And these aren't just your Toyota Corollas and your Ford Fiestas.
They're big cars. Okay, do me a favour, Darren. Stay there for a second. Because I want to, and you are making a lot of sense. I want to read out a message that just came in that you'll be interested in hearing. And as well, we'll come to Thomas in a second. Don't go away.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Artem says, I am from Ukraine. I moved here in 2011. So that's about 13 years ago. I can't come on because I actually work, even though the racists say we don't work. The Irish are disgusting and racist. Shame on you all. I hope you never flee war. From Artem.
We did. The Irish did flee.
Did we?
To survive during the famine.
Well, that wasn't war, though.
It wasn't war, but we fled to survive. And we worked.
We all worked, didn't we?
We all worked.
Oh, okay.
Artem behind his screen, probably. Okay.
He's working, so can't go on. Thomas, what do you want to say on this?
Right, lads, yeah.
Katie's having a meltdown here over Artem. Mm. He's not saying, by the way, Artem's not saying you're racist, Katie.
No, but it's an implication that Irish people are racist, which is really offensive as a proud Irish person, so.
Okay. No, sorry, Thomas, what do you want to say?
Yeah, it's just hard to listen without wanting to call in. But look, to say that most people are in favour of the whole thing where thousands have shown up to the protests, it's just not true. I mean, that's why the Freedom Party has some of the lowest votes going. Most people actually, they don't disagree with it, but they don't agree with the whole anti-migration sentiment going on now. So I think that's a lie. Katie's saying Jeremy's downplaying it. I don't think Jeremy's downplaying it. I think Jeremy's stating facts.
Yeah, that's all I was doing. I was just stating facts. When someone says the whole country is out protesting, 5 million. I've never seen a protest in Ireland, Katie, with 5 million people.
I've seen vegan protests with more people. Look, and lads, listen, right? So, Katie, anyone can understand the issue right now. No one wants to see homeless people, black, white, brown, whatever, right? We can all agree to that. But to say we have to fix our own issues first, blah, 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 the circumstances are extremely different, right? And I'll tell you why, okay? I've only looked at the stats in Dublin, where an extremely high percentage of the homeless people are unfortunately drug addicts, all right? Due to this, they can't be put in places like Crookslink. That's why there's emergency accommodations. If you go out, there's literally emergency accommodations available, but it's too dangerous in there and you're not allowed to bring drugs in there. So to put these people into Crookslink and stuff, it's going to cause a mess. You'll have people ending up stabbing each other in there. It's a completely different scenario. A lot of Dublin homeless native people need rehabilitation.
And what about people with children who are homeless and living in hotel rooms?
What's this got to do with
those? Because he's saying about the homeless people. The homeless people aren't just... People forget. When people think of homeless, you think of somebody on the side of the road with
There's two kinds of homeless.
And a sleeping bag and a cardboard box.
Yeah, there are two kinds of homeless. Yeah. Katie's right. And but do you honestly think, Katie, tell me now, do you think the government is completely ignoring the families?
But
they are getting help.
Okay, they're getting help, but by bringing everybody in from everywhere else, they're taking potential help away from people. No, listen, all I'm going to say is that people in hotel rooms, people who have had houses and have been forced out of the market for the rental market because rent prices are astronomical, they can't get mortgages, those people should be looked after first.
It is very sad, but to say that it's because of the recent influx of migrants is a lie. Because
no, but it's not helping, Thomas. It's not helping. It's 1 million a month on pets and vet care. I am sorry. That would house two families. That would house two families, possibly three.
Do you know the recent amount of people that came in make up 0.00000001% of the whole country's population? And when I'm hearing people say, you know, the hospital strains, the school strains, I mean, really?
It's
a tiny, tiny percentage of the whole country. Like, would you not rather use a bit of the surplus you have from, like, agriculture, put that into, like, a new hospital? Oh, by the way, a new hospital, I think, has been made, James's. But, yeah, I mean, people are going about it the wrong way.
You're saying about the hospital, but my point is, if you have, let's say you have floorboards, right? Yeah. You have floorboards.
Okay, where's this going?
And you have 100 people on your floorboards and they're about to crack. Would you bring in another 50 to fully crack the floorboards? Why make a situation worse? You're talking about the hospitals. Thomas, the fact of the matter is that there are people on cancer waiting lists for cancer treatment that are dying before they get the treatment because the system is so
and
fucked
that's
up.
And that's the Ukrainians' fault, isn't it?
No, it's not the Ukrainians' fault, but I'll give you a story now, and I don't care how bad it makes me sound. I was bitter about it. I was in a hospital recently. I was brought in with a medical emergency. And when I say that the hospital was completely overrun, there were...
With Ukrainians, was it?
Not Ukrainians, but migrants. Migrants.
Oh, really? By the way, the migrants were the ones looking after you as well, the nurses
and
the doctors.
Hang on, just let me speak, please, talk down to me.
I'm not talking down, it's a conversation.
But it highlighted how bad the situation is. Now, I don't begrudge anybody getting medical care. Absolutely not. If anyone needs medical care, they should get it. But it highlighted to me, there were elderly women sitting on chairs without blankets in this place, and you could see they were cold. I stopped a nurse and asked, could you give that woman a blanket? What? Now, they were very good to me. They got everything under control very quickly, and they were very on top of things. But the point is that you could see how much the system is screwed. And this wouldn't be an issue. It wouldn't be as bad if they would turn around at some point and just say, now we have to sort this out before we take any more. Yep. At some point,
okay,
it has to stop.
Marika has been on. Marika, take grave exception to the message you said. Where are the Ukrainians you said you were speaking to, or this made up to get a show? All it achieves is a hate fest against all Ukrainians, just as I predicted. Okay, Marika, I don't know if you were actually listening to the show. I've done nothing but defend, and I think Marika is from Ukraine. And also, our team invited you on, Marika. You are Ukrainian. You've been invited onto the show as well. That Ukrainian man who has been on the show before.
Sorry, Thomas wants to speak again there.
Yeah, but hang on, I just want to address this because this is very important. That Ukrainian man who messaged us in, Artem, has been on the show several times before. He is working, so he can't come on the show. There's some people at work, and he can't come on the show. So that's the reason he's not on. So we said we'd read out his message anyway. So I'm certainly not doing this show to stoke any hate against Ukrainian people. If anything, I've been defending your country folk. Sorry, Thomas, you want to get back in there. Sorry.
Right, what Katie said about what she witnessed in the hospital, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing she said was she's seen people and they were all foreigners. My question to you is, how do you know they were foreigners? Is it based on the colour of their skin?
Because I could hear them. You can hear when they're going up to the desk to sign in and they can barely speak English and they say themselves...
Hold on. We all have anecdotal stories, right? We can all say, I went here, I seen that. Whether I believe you or not, that's not my business. But what I can say is you have to look at realistic things. Like, for example, more than 6,000 people leaving a year to work elsewhere, including nurses, including doctors. Why not encourage people to work here? Construction.
Okay, well, then again, I could say chicken or egg, Thomas. Chicken or egg, because people are leaving because they're not being looked after. So chicken or egg.
Well,
maybe I would actually say the opposite. I'd say if the government stopped focusing so much on people from other countries at this point and started focusing more on people who are here and investing more into them, they would stay. So I think your point is actually backwards.
Sorry, there was mass immigration out of Ireland. Half my mates went to work and live in America before any foreign national stepped foot on the soil. Some people just want to live.
No, but I
work
don't
in
think
Australia.
Thomas, do you mind me asking how old you are?
To reply to what you're saying, I'm saying the way you're
but
explaining.
I'm just asking how old you are.
What does his age got to do with
it? I'm curious to know what age he is. I'm curious because I think his perception of reality is a bit messed up.
We're not going to get a solution now because you're deflecting. Let me reply to you and we can have a conversation. So the way you're making it seem with all these migrants and the hospitals being overrun, the amount of people coming in make up less than 0.00001% of the population. So to blame these people is as if you can blame like a month where there was hectic tourists. The amount of same, it's the same shit. The thing is, I think you're being extremely selective. And when it comes to giving the dole to people, right, we all know that migrants start working eventually. I've never seen a Nigerian migrant in a retirement home. It doesn't happen. They start working.
I think you could talk a good talk. I think you sound intelligent. I think you make a point well. I think you do. You're very classy in how you approach debate. But I think your perception of reality is extremely screwed up. I think if you can't take the points I'm making about the healthcare system, the education system on board, then you're either completely ignorant or you're just not as intelligent as you'd make yourself out to be.
Okay. Now, Jen, you are annoyed with some of the things Thomas is saying.
I'm absolutely fuming. I really am. I think he's just being so condescending towards you. I mean, anecdotal experiences are what makes up the reality of what's going on.
That's
you know?
Not true. Anecdotally, the world feels flat when you walk on it. But the world is round when you look at statistics.
You're going way off topic here now. Don't start talking about flat earth and all that crap. We're talking about Ireland. Hang on a second now. I've barely even started speaking now. Okay, I've barely even started speaking. First of all, you're talking about the homeless and addiction and blah, blah, blah. And not being able to bring drugs into place. You haven't got a clue how that system works. You don't have a clue. You're looking at statistics. You're not looking at the people themselves. So you haven't got a clue how that system works.
I have to look at statistics because if I look at people, I'm going to get a biased view, am I? You can't look at people. You have to look at statistics.
No. Okay, I've been through that system and the amount of people that go into homeless camp. Now, I'm talking about single people. I'm not talking about families.
Thomas.
Because I expect that that's what you're talking about as well.
Thomas, I have to ask you again, why you won't tell us what age you are?
Why are you getting caught up in that?
I just want to know. I don't know why he's deflecting. I don't know why he's afraid to say what age he is.
Katie,
by the way, you're patronising in how you speak. I think you probably take it as intelligence, but I think it's condescending and patronising. It's very unbecoming, Thomas.
All right,
so condescending. I barely got a word in.
No, go on. Go, Jen, you say whatever you want to say. Go ahead.
He hasn't got a clue, and the way he's speaking to Katie is unbelievable. Now, I've had the exact same experience as Katie has had, only with my toddler. We had to go into Temple Street there about, I think it was about a year and a half ago. He needed surgery. He had to go in through A&E first. We went into a bay, and it was filled with, these were families that had just come over, and they were getting stuff like eye drops, all that kind of stuff in the A&E. That the A&E was clogged up to pieces, absolute pieces. And you could hear what was going on. They all knew each other. It was about 8 beds that were in this particular ward. And we were the only Irish family there. My son was left with an open wound in his head.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. No way. I don't believe
that. That's tough shit, Thomas. Tough shit if you don't believe me. I'm telling you what happened.
You were the only Irish family in the whole
I highly doubt that. You're not able to listen. I said there was about 8 beds in the room, Thomas. 8 beds in the room. We were the only Irish family there. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say in the whole hospital. Are you fucking mad, like? Now, me, myself, I've been on a waiting list.
Sorry, sorry if you couldn't cross it, Jen. You did hang up there. That wasn't him that hung up on him. He's after hanging up the phone. And I've said this. Sorry,
just I hate that. The cheek of that. I don't believe you. I saw it myself. Okay, I'm not lying.
I'm a big fan of Thomas. And Thomas, I know you're still listening. I am a big fan of Thomas. He is a very intelligent person.
I think he's patronizing.
I don't always. Yes. Yeah. So are you sometimes. So am I. We're all patronizing in this show. But the thing is, Thomas, you need to be able to debate with people and actually be aware that some people don't agree with you. You can't put yourself in that bubble where you're only talking to people who agree with you. Anyway. And while we're waiting for Casey to calm down, here's Neil.
My fucking daughter didn't want to leave Jeremy, okay, Thomas? My daughter didn't want to leave. She went to Spain nearly 2 years ago. I'm still fucking heartbroken over that. But she said she'd never get a house over here. She'd never get what she wants over here. She'd never get basic fucking what she needs over here. That's why she moved away. And don't start saying that she's probably not doing as good over there. She's doing okay over there. She's access to health. She's access to what she wants. But not over here. She's no access to fuck all. She can't even rent a fucking house over here. And she can't even... never, ever, ever be able to buy a house in this kip. So, Thomas, you can fuck off. And, Jeremy, stop being so fucking patronising. I didn't want my daughter to leave, but she had to fucking go because these lefty fucking bastards.
Yeah. I'm still laughing. Then
normally at the end, Neil will say, I love you, Jeremy. He didn't even say I love you at the end. Here's the point I was trying to make.
The point is that you have to make a point and not just have people on who agree with you. That was the point you were making.
So the music is playing. So I have to make this point quickly. The point is, there's this belief that everybody left Ireland or leaves Ireland because Ireland's a kip and they don't want to live here and they can't afford a house and stuff. That's not necessarily true. Some people leave countries just because they want a nicer weather. A lot of my friends moved to Australia just because
they
prefer
the weather. Oh, you are totally... A lot for a lot of people, but a lot of people are leaving because the government have made this country, put this country in an inhabitable state for them because they'll never own their own house. They're out. They're forced out of the rental market. They're taxed to be Jesus. And what do they get? 8 hour waits in hospitals with piss flowing down the floor and elderly women there with no blankets on them. Come on, you're not that naive and you're not that ignorant. They want better weather. People have left this country because the country they live in has gone to shit. End of story.
Okay, so
get out of your ivory tower, look at the brass facts and stop being a fool.
Ivory tower's brass facts. So you're giving out about, or you're saying that the reason people leave Ireland to go to a different country is because for a better life.
Yes.
But then you're moaning about the people that come to Ireland for a better life. So that's hypocrisy.
The Irish people go over and work. And they don't go over and claim that if any Irish person did go over there and give out that their social welfare wasn't generous enough, then they deserve a kick up the hole.
Did you see the news story last week in Australia? The Irish lads arrested.
I don't. Why do you hate the Irish people so much?
I love Irish
people. Why do you hate the Irish people?
I just hate you.
You've no sense of loyalty.
No.
No sense. You're such a moron. You really do deflect from all the facts. And the point Thomas tried to make there about people leaving the country, he literally made my point. Like, I'm still confused as to why make a point about that. Like, it makes no sense.
Anyway, thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Sorry you got a bit out of hand, but that's always the way these things go. Don't forget, we have, how many episodes are up there? What's the backlog?
Neil says he does love you.
Oh, just God, imagine being a passenger in Neil's car when he sends us a message.
I'd love to be a passenger in Neil's car.
Not when he's messaging us. Anyway, if you want to listen to any other episodes of Opinions Matter, make sure you click subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. There's about 800 episodes there, so you'll never be short of an episode of Opinions Matter. And we'll talk to you on the next one.